Fish Nation! Yes!
What up?
Yes! Hey. What is up, yes, everybody?
Well, Gary, it looks like your friend Lamar Odom might have moved on already.
What? Well, honey, that's life, baby. Just like this good, messy drama, honey, during the crowning of Miss Sri Lanka, honey. We'll explain later.
Plus, I sit down with Josh Segarra and Chelsea Frey to talk about the new season of The Moodies.
And Brad is out today, but Heidi and Frank will join us in a bit. So let's get started. What you got, Portia?
Let's get right into it. So Adam Levine is showing everybody in the world what it's like to be a girl's dad. This is super cute. So Adam and his supermodel wife, Bahati Prinsloo, were dressing up with their four-year-old daughter, and Adam shared this pretty epic cute picture to Instagram with the caption, "Girls just want to have fun."
Aw, look at that.
How cute. Now, Chewy and Headcrack, of course, this really does make me wonder. Now, Chewy and Headcrack, if you all had a daughter, would you guys wear a dress for her?
Abso-freaking-lutely. I'm wearing a dress for my baby if she wants to do my nails. She wants to have tea parties. We're going to do all that fun stuff. Chewy. So, yes.
Yeah, I probably occupy the opposite side of that spectrum that Chewy speaks on. I absolutely would not wear a dress for my daughter. I would be that's just how I'm wired. I'm like a toxic dude from the 80s, man. It just is what it is. I'm like a guy. I crack my knuckles. My daughter don't know how to change a tire, how to fix a car if it breaks down. Right. But at the end of the day, I can't girl it up. I just can't.
I got you, hair crack.
Now, Sherry, have you ever dressed like a ninja or a cowboy to play with Jeffrey when he was younger? Or would you even do that in a relationship?
I dressed like that with Jeffrey's father. That's how I got pregnant with Jeffrey.
Wow. Yeah, but you know what? I was dressed like Sherry. I was dressed like a clown when I married my ex, okay?
Clown. Ooh.
Ooh. That makeup was hard to wipe off, baby.
That's what I'm telling you, girl.
Wow.
Well, moving on, y'all. See, I remember when Justice League actor Ray Fisher called out Warner Brothers and director writer Joss Whedon for mistreating him.
Yep.
Well, some new allegations have come to light, and they involve Wonder Woman herself, Gal Gadot. So reports have surfaced that Gal and Joss clashed often on the set because Joss was trying to drastically change the tone of her character. So when Gal expressed her reservations about the changes, Joss reportedly told her that he's the writer, and she's going to shut up and say the lines, and that he can make her look incredibly stupid in this movie.
Wow.
Which was very whack on Joss's part.
Talk about prickish behavior. Wow. Typical.
That's great.
He got the right to change it if he wants. He has the right to change it. He is the director. So if he changes in the middle of the scene, girl, you need to go ahead on and do it, because he is the one that's the director, and he's the one who hired her. So, girl, do what I say, not what I do.
This is a hard position to be in when you have a director like that, and as you can see, Joss Whedon has made studios a lot of money, and he's had that problem before, and they let that behavior go on, and because they're making that money, they don't want to fire them. Now it's all coming out.
I mean, now we're in a position where a whole bunch of people are coming forward. It's almost like the Injustice League, because like everybody from just about everything he's ever worked on
has complained.
Now said that, hey, this dude has been not cool to work with and has been a tyrant.
Why in the hell you think Sherry is still working today? Because Sharon knows how to keep her mouth closed and do what these directors say do.
I do, Gary. What you tell me to do, Gary? Hi, Gary. You want me to jump? Okay, Gary. You want me to... Gary, you want me to shut up? I will. Okay, y'all. It's time for another Smash Alert. Now, this time, it is your friend, Gary, Lamar Odom, and the beautiful Miss Carly Rae from Love & Hip Hop. Yes, it is. I knew this would make you happy, Gary. There was a video that appeared online from the Jasmine brand of the two standing in the "we're together, that's my man, this is my woman" position. Now, this is a little shady because the moment was for Yandy Smith's birthday, but the cameraman decided to focus on Lamar and Carly, and we are so here for it. Take a look, y'all.
Okay, well, I feel like in the past, Lamar has felt like he dated women and they played him or whatever. But in this case, even if he gets played by Carly, he's going to go down loving it, because she knows how to treat her men. She's going to love up on him, make him feel like a king. She's going to do the little foot thing she be doing to him. And she's super pretty, and she's got her
tissues
on a shot. What?
What foot thing?
I remember remember Young Jock talking about her doing something with her feet sexually that sent him to the moon.
Ooh.
So I'm sure she is working the toes and the pockets. That's true. And I think it's a good thing. I think it's going to be a good thing. I don't think it's going to last like super long, but I do think she's going to treat him well.
I agree with Portia because Lamar needs love. He just went through a turbulent separation from his former girlfriend, honey. And Cardi, she just opened up a restaurant so he'll have a place to eat. At least he won't be hungry. And I think that, you know, like Portia said, they ain't going to last long, no child. But I mean, just go ahead on and do it, honey. Thing that Cardi does with her feet, Lamar has a lot of space for her to use.
Oh, wow! Gary, oh, that's shady.
Yeah.
Oh, Gary,
damn.
That's so shady.
All right, y'all, honey. Heidi, darling, now what's this I hear about Pete Davidson breaking up with a woman in his life? Now, is it true, girl? Let us know.
That's right, Gary. Pete Davidson did have a breakup, but it was with his mom.
Okay.
I'll explain.
Has he dated everyone now?
He really does like older women. My God. Pete has finally left the nest. I don't know if you know this, but Pete Davidson was living with his mom.
Yeah, I did know that.
Frank, Pete Davidson was dating Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, I mean, he has quite the... Ariana Grande. I think wasn't he going to be married to her at some point?
Yes, he got engaged to Ariana Grande. He's living with his mom. They bought a house together in Staten Island back in 2019. He revealed the news while he was doing a video interview. Take a look.
I just moved out of my mom's house.
I was thinking that, too. I was like, everything I've ever seen of you is about your mom's basement.
Yeah, I'm fully out. I got a pad.
How do you get 46-year-old Kate Beckinsale back to your house to have sex with her?
No,
your mom sitting on the sofa watching TV and you're like, hi, mom, this is Kate. We're going to go back to my room.
If you're a 46-year-old Kate Beckinsale, you're not going back to anybody's house. They're coming to your house. Kate Beckinsale has her own house.
Yeah, but she has
That's why you always date those like women who are successful, who have their own stuff going on.
I don't know.
He's actually dating with the star of Bridgerton. What's her name, the redhead?
Oh, Phoebe Dynevor.
Yeah, he's dating her right now.
She's closer in age, too. I think she's only like 25 years old. He's 27. So that might be a better match for
him. And in Bridgerton, she still lived with her parents.
So she understands.
I mean, and her sisters and everybody. I mean, I don't think they ever move out until they get married. Well, moving on, seems like Aaron Rodgers, he can never hide from his NFC Championship loss to Tom Brady earlier this year. Yeah, what a game. Aaron was a guest host on Jeopardy. And during the final question, where the category was daytime TV personalities, one of the contestants, Scott, he decided to have a little fun with Aaron after not knowing the answer. Take a look.
Did you come up with the correct response? Who wanted to kick that field goal? That is a great question. Should be correct.
I think he says, you know, that's a very good question because he didn't understand who wanted to kick the field goal. You know, why would you kick the field goal right there? You're right there. Why not score and then try to kick the field goal to win the game? Instead, you kick the field goal, gave the ball back to Tom Brady. I want him to answer the question. Whose decision was it to kick the field goal?
Yes, that's right. That is a legit question.
That's what Aaron said.
But I got to tell you, him as a Jeopardy host, I watch Jeopardy every night. No.
Not put you to sleep?
Yeah, no.
Isn't that you watch Jeopardy to go to sleep?
No, I'll watch Wheel of Fortune go to sleep. That Pat Sajak snooze fest. Thank God Vanna's there to keep somebody,
you know. Vanna keeps turning the lights on.
All right, well, stay tuned. There is so much more Dish Nation coming right up after the break.
Dish Nation. All right, it seems like Hollywood has become more accepting of LGBTQ actors, but Kate Winslet says she has several friends who are afraid to come out because they might lose their damn jobs. Wow.
Oh, no.
Wow. That is very, very unfortunate. Portia, you want to hone in your inner Kate Winslet and read this quote, please?
Absolutely. Let me toot my nose up a bit. I can think of at least four actors absolutely hiding the sexuality. It's painful because they fear being found out. Hollywood has to drop that dated crap of can he play straight because he's apparently gay.
That was
all right,
Kate.
That was
brilliant.
It took a lot of energy. I hope you can appreciate
it. We got it.
You nailed it. Nice.
Yeah. Gary, you don't hide your sexuality, and that's why we love you. But if you were hired in a big Hollywood film, could you play a straight character, and how would that sound, sir?
I'm auditioning for this role. Here we go.
Yeah, all right, man. What's
up?
Go ahead.
Yeah, dog. What's up, man? Yeah. What? Hell no. Dog, nah, dog. Dog. Give me that bitch. No, that's mine.
Well, okay, no.
See, I don't know what role he was going after, but that dude is definitely a cop. Yeah. Whatever that is, he's undercover, and he is a cop.
You did turn me on a little bit. My uterus moved a little bit. Yes, I kind of liked it.
You better bring me that uterus.
I'm offended as a straight person.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right, guys. Are you ready for some drama? Not like we haven't had any, but this is drama, okay? Because this is some soap opera stuff right here, y'all.
Okay.
So, Pushpika da Silva was named Mrs. Sri Lanka, okay? But just moments later, the reigning Mrs. World, Caroline Drury, outed the winner, Pushpika da Silva, as a divorcee. Which meant that Pushpika da Silva did not meet the pageant's requirements. And the next thing you know, the crown was given to the runner-up. Check this out.
Sherry Portia, if somebody were to try to snatch your wig off or snatch your crown off like that, you'd be fighting, period, right?
Oh, we'd be fighting.
Oh, we would have been rolling.
But this is what's the trip, y'all. Pushpika, who got her crown taken from Miss World, says that she's actually not divorced and that she was injured when the crown was snatched off her head.
Yes, injured.
So now, since she did not break the rules after all, the crown is being returned to her. Okay, this is some mess right here.
Wow.
It better be returned to her on live TV, because the same way they disrespect her on live TV, they need to run it back on live TV.
That was humiliating.
They should also run her a check as well, because you damn right I'm injured. You done shifted my wig
That's
up here.
Right.
These bobby pins done poked me. No, I need to check as well.
Portia, what if that wig was glued down? What if it was glued down and they done pulled the dog off her
now
scalp?
Now you done snatched my edges off. No.
Portia, I'd have run up on that stage with you. I'd have had your back. Me and Brad and Heidi.
Exactly.
It would have been a fight.
Where her family at? Because my family ain't going to sit in the audience and let you take my crown. They divorced three times. What you're not going to do is take this crown off my head.
All right, y'all. It's deal time. And today we've got a two-pack of Reavers Umbrella Compact Umbrellas. Check this out. The umbrellas have an inverted design, so they close away from you to make sure you stay dry.
It comes in brown, navy gingham, pink floral, and purple marble.
Plus, they feature a reflective border that makes it easy to be seen so you stay safe.
And in case it's raining men, honey, I could be prepared. So, hey, Craig, how much are they?
Well, check it out. These umbrella sets have been seen as high as $40. But listen up. Dish Nation viewers, you get two for
$20.
Oh, my God.
It's about to rain money on you. You know what to do. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next, I sit down with Josh Shigara and Chelsea Frey to talk about the Fox series, The Moodies. Come right back.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. I'm about to chop it up with Josh Shigara and Chelsea Frey about the most dysfunctional family on television, The Moodies. Check it out.
Girl cousin, you made it?
Well, you sent a car. What was I supposed to do? The guy was just kind of sitting out there.
Hey, I'm Bobby. You must be Marco's girlfriend.
No, this is my cousin, Bridget. Although we did kiss once.
Oh my God, I can't believe you remember that.
Rock my world, third grade, by the swings.
We're gonna hit it. All right, this sitcom is called The Moodies, but in real life, are you actually moody?
Okay, I feel like I've never seen Josh Moody in the 2.5 years I've known. He always has a smile on his face.
That's hilarious.
Really?
That's
hilarious.
Very sweet of you, Chelsea. I was about to tell you all the time I'm moody, bro. I just, you know, well, you're at work. I'm usually laughing at work, which is always the nicest part.
I love that. I love that. What about you, Chelsea? I don't know. I can get hangry sometimes. Do you ever get hangry?
I am the hangriest person you'll ever know in your life. Everybody knows, like, if I have not eaten, it's like, okay, like, let's get Chelsea something. Now, yeah. I'm so mean. That's when I'm probably the moodiest is when I'm hangry.
Oh, so who from your co-stars would it be impossible to live with?
I would like to say that if me and Dennis got to be bunk mates, I know that by end of week one, we would be in a wrestling match, by like full on wrestling match. Like I know that I would challenge him at some point because he's smarter than me. So then he would say something smarter than me, and I'd gorilla. You know, I'd be like, all right, let's go.
I think the person I'd be most scared to live with is Francois. He's like, oh, like, try this wine, like, da-da-da-da-da. And then it's like I leave, like, 4 hours later, and I'm just like, don't know where I am. So yeah. I think living with him would be very dangerous.
Yeah, as you take a sip of your latte. Yes, it would be very different. Girl, that's Kahlua. That's not a latte. That's Kahlua. I already know.
I wish. Roll, baby.
So tell us, why should everyone watch the Moody's, you guys?
I feel like all of us coming back and being so grateful to go back to work and get back together, it like amped up this feeling of family and love and like lightness and laughter. I mean, I hope that translates because we all definitely felt it. And Josh and Jay Baruchel have some of the funniest stuff this season. Like, I can't even watch it without like hysterically laughing. So if anything, watch it for them because they're so funny in it. I truly mean that. It's, yeah.
You know, when you're watching a show and you'd be like, oh, they like each other.
Yeah.
I strongly feel that about our show. I love watching our show. I don't feel weird watching our show. You know, like sometimes you're like, oh, this feels weird. No, man.
Yeah.
We have a really good time.
I love it. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for hanging out. For everyone who's watching this, make sure to check out the Moody's 9 p.m. on Fox every Thursday and keep it locked right here because we got more Dish Nation after the break. Josh, Chelsea, thank you so much. Let's go, man. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Country singer Jana Kramer is not happy with her ex-husband of 12 days, by the way, Jonathan Scheck. So Jonathan posted this picture of him and Jana and their dog back on their wedding day in 2010. He put the photo on Twitter saying he needed to explain to his son that although he's been married three times, he finally got it right with his son's mom and that he and Jana were only meant for that photo and friendship. And she got wind of the photo. She responded saying, quote, it kind of rubbed me wrong. Why are you posting a photo of our wedding day? I didn't want to see that photo on my Twitter, and now you're tagging me in it?
Tagged her in it.
Sherry, now you have two ex-husbands. I know we don't want to bring it up all the time, but you do have two ex-husbands. How would you feel if husband number one or husband number two tagged you in a photo all these years later?
Girl, I would have them in court so fast. Don't put me in a photo. Don't mention my name, because I don't even mention their names. I say husband one and husband 1A. I only got my wedding video. I only kept it in all of the wedding books I have and engagement for Jeffrey.
Where do you keep the wedding photo album?
On my desk in my office so Jeffrey can see it. I'm getting so sick of seeing it.
You're going to say like a public storage unit in North Hollywood.
No, lady. Box in
the attic. Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.